Lance Meadow, Jeff Eagles here with you on Giants.com. Good morning. This is the latest Giants in 90, and we're going to focus on the offensive performance of the Giants' 32-18 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Jeff, let's start with the offensive line. Second time this season that the offensive line protected Eli Manning, did not surrender a sack.
Did not surrender a sack. We'll tell you this, though. They did a little pressure on Eli, but Eli did a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. They didn't have any penalties, which was a good thing. And the fact is that this Giants offensive line has been able to help in the running game.
Second time this season that they ran as a team over 100 yards, and they also got into a lot of manageable third downs, Jeff, and that enabled the Giants to consistently move the football down the field.
Exactly. When you can run the football and you don't become predictable, be able to set up those first and second down runs gives you an opportunity on third down to call a play that you feel comfortable, whether it's a pass or a run, if you get in third and short. Well, that's all predicates itself on the first two downs and being able to run the football.
Nine downs for 5 yards or less, and Odell Beckham came through with a number of third down conversions, his second straight game over 100 receiving yards.
100 receiving yards, 17 targets, so you understand where Eli Manning likes to go and what is his comfortable zone, if you will. That is Odell Beckham. Again, you had Cunningham and you had some other receivers in there, but constantly trying to go for Odell Beckham and making those third down conversions in key situations of the game.
Beckham, the fastest receiver in NFL history with 150 receptions. You can stay tuned to Giants.com. Later today, Big Blue Kickoff Live as John Schmelk and I take you through everything going on around with the New York Giants. For Jeff Eagles, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants in 90.